Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America. And this is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. And we got ourselves a special guest all about motorcycles that tell a story, Steve.
Yes, Rebecca Bortner is the communications manager for Harley-Davidson. She joins us on the line now from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tell us more about the new Harley-Davidson Museum, which is opening shortly. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, what brought about the idea of having a museum devoted specifically to the company's product?
Well, we know that the idea was a long-time dream of the companies because actually the four founders of Harley-Davidson started pulling one motorcycle from each production line starting in about 1910. So there's evidence that very early on they had, you know, the foresight and the idea in their head that they were onto something special. But, you know, from the company's perspective, it's really a way to strengthen bonds with our existing riders as well as welcoming new people into the family. And we really think that if you're not a rider and you come visit the museum, you'll definitely get a better idea of the passion that riders feel every time they fire up their motorcycle.
Well, Harley-Davidson conjures up just these magical images of freedom and the open road. I mean, I was reading USA Today this week, and there was a great big ad, and you see all these headlines of all the troubles in the world, which seem to be the same year in, year out. You know, all the we just changed the names of the players. It's just like romance novels. It's the same thing. It's boilerplate. And then at the end, it just says, forget it. Let's just ride.
Yep. It's a cool campaign that we have going to kind of lift everybody's spirits, and it's kind of a rally cry of the companies because the company is 105 years old, and the company has made it through wars and recessions and depressions and tough times, and that's one of the things about the museum that's really interesting and awe-inspiring. You get a sense of just the fight and the scrappiness of the company and their ability to survive all of these years by making tough decisions and celebrating in the great times. And so that story is told as well, and it's told in a really fun way. You know, the history of the company isn't presented in a, you know, in 1935 this happened, and 1936 this happened.
And copies of all of the ledger charts and
right.
Photos of the 42 like past
that.
CEOs. Yes, okay.
There is such a thing as museum fatigue. We understand that, and so we're presenting the story in a really cool way. For example, in the 80s, there was a period of time where the company wasn't doing very well, and 13 executives of Harley-Davidson bought the company back from the company that owned Harley-Davidson at the time, AMF. So some people are really familiar with this story. We call it the buyback period. So these 13 executives bought the company back, kind of retooled and rejuvenated the company. And, you know, just a few years after the buyback in 1984, the bank that was financing the big loan to make this buyback happen called in the loan, and the company almost went bankrupt. And so there was literally a midnight on New Year's Eve day save where they renegotiated the terms and saved the company from going bankrupt. And that's one of the stories that's going to be told in the museum. There's a exhibit devoted to that time frame. And the story is actually told by video. We videotaped some of the executives who are still living and their wives and dealers who were in business at the time to get their story and to get the story told from their perspective and how they were feeling and how nervous they were and how, you know, some of the wives talk about eating bologna sandwiches for dinner and, you know, all of that. So that's an example of the story you'll learn about and get the kind of backstory on.
And the tremendous spirit of the people to save a legend such as Harley-Davidson. I mean, it's almost impossible to imagine the open road. I mean, yes, you have, you know, all these different brands of motorcycles, but when you really think of riding in the open road, it's a Harley-Davidson. That's what you're thinking of.
Well, and I think that's, you know, when you go through the museum, in all, it's all about the people and the products and the culture. And the exhibits will tell those stories. And you know, as you're saying, it's that freedom and camaraderie, and how that comes through is at the end of the day, after you go for a ride, you get together and you share your stories. You talk about taking the wrong turn, and you talk about you know, the beautiful, you know, sunflower patch you saw, or whatever it is, and that's really where that passion comes through. That you just have these life-changing experiences when you're on the road. So. That spirit is definitely throughout the museum. We tell stories. We tell stories of people. We tell stories of products. Another story we'll tell is of a woman named Vivian Bales, who in 1929 rode around the United States by herself on a motorcycle, on a Harley. She bought with her own money by teaching dance classes. And what she did was actually chronicle her adventures for Harley-Davidson's magazine, which is called The Enthusiast. So one exhibit will tell her story, and we have her scrapbook and pictures that she took on her adventures. And so, you know, that's kind of a good example of that passion that you see come out in people. And in times, in 1929, when women weren't really encouraged to do stuff like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, and long before the age of the interstate. So you're talking about, I mean, this is just, what, 2 years following the inauguration of Venerable Route 66. So
right.
And, well, we covered the 75th anniversary of Route 66 here on Travel World, so it's something that holds a particular passion for me, just visiting the small towns. And
the smaller roads and getting out to meet the people and getting that slice of small-town USA, small-town Canada.
Well, and that's exactly what riding a motorcycle is all about. It's about taking the scenic route and interacting with the people. It's about the journey, not the destination, which is a saying that's really common in biker culture, that the adventure is all about that journey, and the destination is just, you know, where you put your head at night kind of thing.
That reminds me of a childhood friend of mine who was a friend of the family, but I always looked up to him whenever we would go visit our friends out in the States. And this is a man who had a Harley 1200cc. I don't know exactly the model it was, but he was so proud of it. And he could take it apart, put it back together, built a special shed for it. And his entire passion, if he was stressed, you know, some people will go work out or something. His idea, he would just go out, hit the road with his bike, and he'd come back all refreshed and relaxed.
A lot of people say that it's just, it's a mini vacation, you know, and it's a mini vacation that people take riding to work and riding home from work. That just, even, you know, if it's a long trip, that's fantastic, but even if it's just a trip around the block, that it's therapeutic and head clearing for people. I've heard that a million times.
So tell me, is this going to be a hands-on museum? Do people like me get to come over and ride one of these beautiful machines?
There will be a lot of interactive opportunities. People will definitely learn. We have an exhibit devoted to our engines, so you'll learn. We are, after all, the motor company.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll learn about kind of the famous Harley-Davidson engines.
The V-twin, yeah.
Yeah, and there'll be some interactive opportunities there. There will also be, I can't give it away, but there's going to be a very cool experience opportunity at the end of the museum, at the kind of last stop before you would leave the museum. You'll have a very cool opportunity to experience some motorcycles.
This is one of our favorite towns, of course. We know that natives call it Milwaukee. We covered Milwaukee back in 1997 when we went down there.
Yeah, 97, yeah.
It was one of our earliest shows on Travel World, so we had such a great time visiting the place. It was the lady from the Milwaukee Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she asked us on our way down, she said, do you mind if we give a little bit of a coverage to some of the people helping you with your accommodations? I said, you haven't listened to our show, have you? We are all about the people who, the show is, after all about people and having fun on a weekend and on a getaway. And this is exactly the spirit of Harley-Davidson and the museum. Now, how long ago did the construction begin on your particular property?
We broke ground in June of 2006. So it's located right near downtown Milwaukee. If anyone is familiar with Milwaukee, it's just right down the road from our ballpark, Miller Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's in an area called the Menominee Valley, which was a historically industrial area of Milwaukee. And Anybody listening can check out what the museum grounds and buildings look like by going to h-dmuseum.com. And what you'll see is that the buildings are actually industrial inspired by the heritage of Harley-Davidson as a manufacturing facility, obviously, as well as Milwaukee's heritage as a manufacturing city. The architecture is really cool. The buildings use exposed galvanized steel beams and brick and glass, really straightforward sort of the things you'd see in a factory.
Rebecca, we're going to take a break here on the Travel World Radio Show. We're going to pick you up following the break, talk a little bit more about Milwaukee and the Harley-Davidson Museum. This is Willem Backus on the Travel World Radio Show across America.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, live satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford.
Yes.
Talking once again. Well, you know how carried away I can get talking about motorcycles, especially Harley Davidson motorcycles. And we have a very special guest online with us, continuing our topic, Rebecca Bortner from the Harley Davidson Museum of Milwaukee. And Rebecca, we were talking about the building and exactly how it was being put together, different architecture styles. And would you carry on from that point?
Yes, thank you. I think we just left off. I was kind of describing the buildings, and they're very unique. And there are actually three buildings. There's the museum building, there's a restaurant and cafe, and special event space, so people can actually come down to the museum and have their wedding or retirement party or corporate event. And then we have a third building, which is devoted to temporary exhibit space and some offices for our staff. But the architecture is really interesting, and so the minute that people get to the site, they will be really wowed by just the way the buildings look, because they're very industrial-inspired and very unique. And the grounds themselves, we're actually on 20 acres, and it's a beautiful green space. We are surrounded on three sides by the Milwaukee River, so we've got a river walk going around the outside of the site. People can come down and hang out. The grounds are actually open 24 hours a day, free to the public. So it's a beautiful park-like setting in a very urban area, and we've done a lot of tree planting. They've actually planted over 750 trees and like 5,000 native bushes and plantings. To really make the site beautiful. So before you even get into the museum, you will be wowed by just how beautiful it is.
I'm intrigued a little bit about the event planning and what kind of space and facilities available. Let's say you were to convince one of these major software companies to bring 7,000 geeks in the neighborhood, all hang out with these motorcycles.
We actually, you can rent the whole museum grounds, and that would fit 15,000 people. So we can actually host pretty large events down there. But we also have meeting rooms that people can rent for
Sure.
as small as 10 people. So if a company just wanted to have a meeting there for a small group, we could do that. If they wanted to have a big party or a big rally, we could do that as well.
Well, I mentioned geeks just because of my own particular background in computer engineering. And there is a software company that rents out pretty well all of Salt Lake City every March. So I just figured, why don't we just move it over to Milwaukee? Because
that would be fun.
One of the particular fun things about that particular thing is 8,000 software guys all getting together in one place, and they gave away Harley 1 year. It was actually to the guy who made the most progress in terms of training and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted to be him. Here we are, it's the end of an entire week of software training, and people have been lusting after this Harley Davidson, this beautiful shiny bike.
How cool.
And everybody wanted to be him, so he goes up there and he's strutting like he's just won the lottery, and to all of us he pretty well has. All he had to do was just take it and gently walk away with it. But no, he had to get on this bike.
Oh, no.
He got on the bike, knows nothing about the bike, and the first thing he does, he falls over.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And that's how you get to king status to ridicule status
he'll be remembered.
3 seconds or less.
Always a good idea to have humility in those moments.
Oh, he got up with a big old smile, but everybody still wants to be him in the end because, oh boy, everybody wants to take that bike home.
Oh.
But event planning is huge. So, I mean, that's an amazing thing to do. And, of course, Milwaukee being so close to Chicago, it's very easy to access the Harley-Davidson Museum.
It is. And as a matter of fact, we are just a probably 10-minute walk from the Amtrak station. So if anyone is in Chicago and finds themselves with a few hours, to kill, they can take an hour train ride up to Milwaukee, walk over to the Harley-Davidson Museum just around the corner, and then walk back to the train station and go back to Chicago. So the proximity to the train station is great.
Well, that's pretty cool. Stephen and I are big train aficionados. You probably heard our commercial break advertising Via Rails Canadian. So we actually did a broadcast live from a moving train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was us.
There's a famous line that goes back and forth from Milwaukee to Chicago called the Hiawatha, and it used to be a very amazing Art Deco train at one point in time. So.
Now we're adding Art Deco to that. Let me see. Motorcycles, Art Decos, trains. Can you twist our arm even harder?
You know, I was going to say, you guys haven't been to Milwaukee in a while, and a lot has happened here since 97, which I think you said you were
right, 97, 98 season, yes.
There's been a lot of construction and a lot of refurbishing going on. There's a lot of interesting things happening in Milwaukee now.
Gee, Steve, that sounds like an invitation.
Come on down, and we would love to have you through the museum. The sooner the better.
Well, maybe we could actually come down and cover some of the early days of the museum. We could actually do a live broadcast from this thing.
That would be really fun. I'd love to do that. Also, we have two, Harley-Davidson has two manufacturing facilities outside of Milwaukee, and they both manufacture engines. One of them is called our Capital Drive plant, and people can tour that facility as well. So if anyone is coming to Milwaukee and wants to have a motorcycling experience, not only can they visit the museum, but they can also go through one of our factories at the Capital Drive powertrain plant.
So a couple of radio hosts from a well-known travel show can actually make their way down. And,
And it would be even better. Now, are either of you riders?
No, but I'm so tempted to ride and learn for the first time.
Well, there are some great classes and schools to learn how to ride, so you should ride down and have a motorcycling experience in Milwaukee.
Actually, one of my friends who is a software engineer actually is a regular attender of such conventions as Sturgis and Laconia.
Okay.
So, you know what? I might all just dangle that in front of him. Hey, Ron, how would you like to?
Yeah, definitely. We would love to have you through the museum.
Well, for sure. I think that sounds like a plan. Of course, we got to revisit one of our good friends from, he used to own a bar in Milwaukee called the Hi-Hat. I don't know if you've ever seen the place.
Oh, certainly, yes. And the Hi-Hat is a happening spot, definitely.
Well, his name is Mike Idle, and
okay.
and he happens to be one of the guys that Steve and I find the most hilarious. To 5 minutes in a room with this guy, the both of us were on the floor laughing because he's got the most amazing sense of humor. And he owns another bar, but at the time they were talking to us about frozen custard. And we started the day, and we're checking out the different areas of Chicago, of Milwaukee. We come back, and we go to his other bar. And we said, "Hey, Mike, whatever happened to you sent one of your one of your employees out to get us some frozen custard?" But what I didn't know is just at that point, that person had returned with the bag with it, and he says, "See, ask and ye shall receive."
excellent Midwestern hospitality sounds like.
Well, you know what? We loved our experience the last time we were in Milwaukee, and for sure we're going to be enjoying our experience at the Harley-Davidson Museum and maybe a nice live broadcast live from a motorcycle. Wouldn't that be something, Steve?
Sounds like fun to me.
Well, we're definitely going to have to be doing that. So when is the big day that you open?
We are so excited. It's July 12th, Saturday, July 12th, and tickets go on sale for the museum this coming Tuesday, May 20th. So people can go online to our website, www.h-dmuseum.com, and get tickets there. There's also a 1-800 number you can find online. I believe it's 1-877-HD-MUSEUM. And the website's really cool. I encourage everyone to go check it out because there's a live webcam that you can get on and observe daily construction activity. It's updated every 15 minutes.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell us.
And you can watch what's going on. This week we actually poured concrete. And if you are really interested, you could watch that happen all week long on our webcam.
Well, can you give us the details on how to get to that webcam? It's the same. You go to the h-dmuseum.com website, and there's a webcam link for that?
And there's an obvious webcam link right along the right-hand side of the page. I believe there's just a box, and it says Museum Webcam. We actually, this week, I was talking about pouring concrete. One of the things about the museum, obviously, we had our riders in mind when we were constructing the museum. And so one of the cool things we did was build 60 roads that are 60 feet wide. And the reason for that is to enable Sturgis-style parking, where motorcycles can park along the sidewalks or in the middle of the road. I'm sure you've seen pictures of this or seen this, you know, in you know, a downtown setting where there's maybe not a lot of parking. This is a pretty common thing that happens at rallies. So
sure.
We made the roads extra wide to enable that and to kind of have that atmosphere, that rally atmosphere. But what we did was pour an orange stripe of concrete down the middle of the crossroads, which we have on our site, to kind of show people where to park. But another kind of cool thing about it is that when you fly into Milwaukee, the flight pattern takes you right over the Harley Museum, and you'll be able to look out your window and see the big orange X that marks the spot.
Once again, can you give us the website and the toll-free number as we find our way to the end of this particular segment?
Yes, it's h-dmuseum.com, and the phone number to purchase tickets is 1-877-HD-MUSEUM.
Well, Rebecca, I want to thank you for joining us on Travel World and telling us all about the museum. Thanks for bearing with us for a whole other segment. This is the Travel World radio show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time.